through. We're going to continue with our post-race interviews for tonight's North Carolina Drive for the Cure 300. And now we have now been joined by our winning team. Driver of the number 42, HendrickCars.com Chevrolet, Alex Bowman. Winning crew chief, Mike Shiplett, and team manager, Nick Harvey. And Alex, we'll start with you for our opening comments. Finally, we're able to check that win box tonight of winning your first NASCAR Xfinity Series race. But just talk a little bit about that run and being able to celebrate a victory lane.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a dream come true. I got to thank Mr. Hendrick and Chip and everybody that made this possible. It's been a long time since I've raced, so to come here and be as competitive as we were all night, even until that last restart, I was really pleased with how competitive we were, and Mike made great adjustments all night. We kind of got on the fence with what we needed to do. We were too free if I let the car roll too long, and then we were too tight if I rushed the throttle too much. So we just kept freeing it up, and I felt like I had some things I was rusty with. I wasn't that great on pit road, but my restart seemed to be really good, and the car was really secure around other race cars, which helped us get a great last restart and get to clean air first, and we were able to use our Hendrick horsepower and get up front and put a big gap between us and the guys behind us before we built too tight and just kind of rode that to the end.
Right, and Mike, lost track of the wins you guys have had this year, but I know you've had a couple and a few. One last, I think, 2 weeks ago in Kentucky. So just talk a little bit about this season. You have the challenge of working with a couple of different drivers throughout the season. You guys have been pretty successful in doing that, I know, with Larson and a few others. So just talk a little bit about that from your seat, what that means, and what it means also to go to victory lane with Alex.
Well, it's great to get Alex's first win. We got Tyler's first win a couple weeks ago at Kentucky. You know, just when Kyle Larson's in the car, you know, we kind of work on stuff and try to make our packages better, and it just highlights when we have the younger drivers. Not that Alex is a younger driver, but he has a lot of experience, you know, but he hasn't, like he said, he hasn't been in the seat for a while, so there's some things that we talked about that we needed to work on and just during the race and just keep the balance. We felt we knew what the track was going to do. With the PJ1 they put down on the surface, we weren't 100% sure what was going to happen all night. Kind of thought we did, and it played out to our hand. We just kept working on the balance, what Alex was asking for, but in the back of our minds we also knew what we felt the track was going to do, so we kind of played both of those aspects and just kept the balance close for him, so he had something to work with we had a chance, exactly how the race played out there.
And Nick, we know that winning always helps the long days at the race shop, but talk a little bit about what it means for the organization to be able to help develop talent and give them opportunities to visit Victory Lane like you guys have done this year.
Yeah, obviously we're having a stellar year. We're very pleased with what's happened so far. It's been great with both the 42 and the 48. Brendan Poole is having a fantastic year, and he's through to the round of eight, which means a lot to us. I think it shows how versatile the team is and the group that Mike has put together and our engineering staff. This came together, 2 weeks ago? Kyle was going to be in the car here, and then we had a switch and Alex was available. And so this deal came together pretty late. So it's a credit to Alex and Mike how well they prepared coming here. And it shows what we're prepared for every race, whatever the scenario. So it's Mike's had to work with a lot of different drivers and different styles and all that this year, and it's obviously done a very good job with it. So.
All right, we'll go to questions for Alex, Mike, or Nick. If you have one, please raise your hand and say your name and affiliation, and we'll start up for Mike.
Mike Neff from frontstretch.com. This is for Mike. You talked about thinking what the track was going to do tonight and kind of having a feel for it. But it seemed like listening on Fan Vision that most everybody was really struggling to get the car loosened up enough or freed up enough. Did it end up being a little tighter than you anticipated, or did you feel like in the end it was about where you thought it was going to go?
Well, the way our balance was is we were tight in the middle, but we had to adjust for both. We had to adjust for the middle, and we had to keep the car secure on entry. Earlier, I think the first stop, we got it, we were too loose on entry, so we felt that the track was going to build that way all night. So we just made sure that we didn't make that any freer. So the things that you do to help the middle kind of hurt entry and exit. So you had to do basically double adjustments all night and try to keep the car ahead of what the track was doing.
All right, any questions upstairs in the press box?
Yes, there's a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I've heard plenty of people say that that I've never won any of the three NASCAR Touring Series races. So I've had plenty of them slip away for various reasons and dominated plenty of them. And whether it's the Xfinity Series, the Nationwide Series, the Cup Series, I mean, we've led a bunch in all of them. So definitely kind of just gives myself a kind of a mental stamp of approval that that I can do it. And on top of that, you know, to be out of the car for so long, it's awesome to get back in the car and know that that there were a few things that I was a little rusty on, but for the most part, I didn't feel like I lost much. So definitely is very mentally reassuring, and hopefully puts some of the people that were talking to rest, because we're going into 2018 to win a lot of races in that 88 car.
Additional questions upstairs?
No further questions.
Okay, we'll come back downstairs. I believe we have one in the middle, in the front. Yep.
Tyler had the racing experts. You said you're a little rusty on some things out there, but on that final run, you climbed back up through the field with your fresher tires quicker than anybody else did. Is that a testament to getting reintroduced to the limit and pushing hard, trying to get acclimated with that again, or is that just, you know, taking the train wheels back off?
I think, honestly, you know, speed and driving the race car itself wasn't anything that I was worried about. With as much testing as I've done this year in the Wheel Force car with Lance McGrew and everybody at Hendrick Motorsports and all of Chevrolet on that team, you know, I've run a lot of laps. I just haven't raced. I was really worried about my restarts, honestly, going into tonight and how I was going to handle traffic. But honestly, I felt like my restarts are almost better than they were. So I felt like every restart we were really solid. A couple things I was rusty on, just pit road stuff, a little uncomfortable with some pedal stuff that was kind of fighting me. But I need to do a better job there going to Phoenix. But it's nice to kind of know what I need to work on, know what I got rusty on, and know what I do need to work on going forward to not only Phoenix, but Daytona in 2018.
All right, go ahead.
Zach Attanzavetti, Front Stretch. It wasn't too long ago that you were one of those underdog guys in pretty much all the series. So does it make it feel any extra special knowing, you know, going through the ladder that you've gone through and going through the ups and downs? Does it make it feel any more special knowing what you've been through the last, pretty much your whole career?
Absolutely. You know, I think like 08 to 12, I won everything I got in, and I kind of, you almost don't appreciate it as much at that point. And from 13 to 16, you know, whatever situations I was in, we were never able to capitalize and win. I haven't won a race in anything since 2012. So to go through the ups and downs of my career, to align myself with Hendrick Motorsports, to try to stay patient in ways I did, and to have those days where I don't know if I'm going to get to drive a race car anymore or ever again, it makes this so much more special, and it makes me appreciate working with all the guys on this 42 car that much more. Because, you know, there's plenty of race car drivers that could have sat in this car and won tonight. I'm just very thankful to be that guy.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Bob Hocker, CSPN. Did you, when you knew that you had this ride for this race in Phoenix, were you thinking Phoenix was the race that you would win, considering how well you had ran there in the Cup race?
Yeah, that race, Phoenix owes me a couple. You know, we've run up front. In a Nationwide car all day long back when it was the Nationwide Series. and we've run up front in a cup car all day long, and I don't have any trophies. I've run up front in a midget all day long there. Shoot, I think I probably lost some quarter midget races behind the grandstands there too. So, you know, it's that's a special place for me. It's 100 miles from home, and I think that's definitely one I circled on the calendar for sure. It's one I circle on the calendar for next year in the cup car. I think until I'm not going to be happy until I get a cup win there, because that's something that's haunted me every day since last November. But yeah, it was definitely probably the one out of the two that I circled, especially since it's been so long. But I'm just more pumped up. I want more trophies.
All right, Jacob, go ahead.
Jacob Seelman. There we go. That's twice tonight. Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network and Race Chaser Online. Alex, two for you. First off, the move to get tires late and then the run through the field, restarts were your friend all night long. How daring were you having to be on those restarts, and did you know really that with this being a night race that was really going to be your chance to make as much hay as you did?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely credit to Mike on taking tires there. I was a little worried because I didn't feel like the other guys had that many laps on their tires, but it definitely paid off having stickers on that last restart. And, you know, I think it was sometime last year, Dale told me that every run that I had on somebody that I didn't take, it made him want to kick his dog. So I'm just trying to help Gus there and take every run that I get. So every time I had a run on restarts, I just tried to take it. And thankfully, we were able to make most of them work. But, you know, a lot of that is the race car. You know, the race car was great on restarts. I really did think I was going to be rusty at that, and I was very pleased with how the car handled in traffic, and we were able to use it to our advantage.
I think a lot of people sometimes forget the year of experience you actually had, the full year of experience you had in the Cup car back when you were running for BK, and now getting ready to go into this full-time deal in the 88 next year. How much do you lean on that? How much do you feel like, even though it won't necessarily be the equipment that you're going to be in with Hendrick, obviously, but how much does that prior experience ease the learning curve going back into another full-time opportunity?
Absolutely. I mean, it was actually 2 years. I ran full-time cup racing for 2 years, 2014 and 2015. So I got to make a lot of mistakes without really anybody watching, which I think was a big benefit. You know, my rookie season, obviously we didn't win rookie of the year, but I had Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, Justin Allgaier. I mean, a bunch of great race car drivers, and I just got to mess up, and we would finish bad, but it'd be, oh, you're supposed to, and it really helped me learn without a lot of people noticing, and I think it just made me a better race car driver. Those guys from 25th to 30th to 35th, I mean, they race just as hard as the leaders do, if not harder, and the race cars are way worse to drive, so I think I learned a lot from that. Worked with a lot of really good people with Dave Winston and working with Tommy Baldwin in 2015. You know, it's it just every experience was a learning experience, and I think a lot of people look at me. I've had so many people say that, "Oh, you're going to win Rookie of the Year next year," and I'm like, "Man, I almost have 90 Cup starts." So I think it's experience that I have in my back pocket that not a lot of people realize that I have, but it's definitely something I can always use.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. Congratulations again, Alex, on your win, and we wish you, both of you, or I should say both teams, the best of luck the rest of the season and into 2018.
Thanks. Thanks for your time.